This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister seeks reduced rates for seniors accessing land titles for the first time under LAMP. Entertainment Ministry lobbies for automatic work permit to be granted to registered artists, and young children urged to help combat human trafficking. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says senior citizens accessing certificates of title for the first time under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, should pay a reduced rate. Mrs. Simpson-Miller has asked the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change to explore the possibility of offering seniors a reduction in the cost associated with the process. The Prime Minister made the request while delivering the keynote address at the official launch of the expansion of the land titling project LAMP 2 recently. Over 200 persons from Clarendon, Manchester and St. Elizabeth received titles and certificates of compliance at the function.
We know that times are hard and many of you find it difficult to pay even the reduced fees charged by LAMP for registering your land.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill is to make a submission to Cabinet on the proposed reduced rate for the elderly. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is seeking to have work permits automatically granted to registered entertainment practitioners during peak season. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says this will help to prevent loss of earnings as a result of protracted wait times for work permits.
One of the problems that we have had is that you get the show today and then you need the work permit tomorrow. So we're trying to encourage our partners like the United States that in this high season, persons who are registered be automatically given a work permit so that once they are booked, they can work.
Minister Crawford was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He says discussions are ongoing and only registered entertainment practitioners will benefit once agreements are finalized. Registration of entertainment practitioners is underway at parish councils islandwide. Young children are being urged to play their part in helping to reduce the incidence of human trafficking in Jamaica. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, Deputy Superintendent Carl Berry, is urging students to be on the lookout for adults in their communities who display predatory sexual behavior towards children.
Our job is to ensure that you enjoy your childhood. There's no way an adult of my ilk and age should be suggesting to you that you're ripe and ready for picking. It doesn't matter who they are. If they're police officers, we are prepared to prosecute. And as a consequence, feel free to pass the information to somebody who you trust. Ensure that it reaches a task force.
Deputy Superintendent Berry was speaking at a recent seminar organized by the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, at Melrose Infant and Primary School. And Junior Industry Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folks-Abrahams says the local bamboo industry is now poised for growth as a result of years of work to make it sustainable. She says there is a ready market locally and internationally for bamboo products, adding that the industry has benefits that can help boost the economy. The state minister was addressing a recent stakeholders meeting hosted by the Hanover Bamboo Enterprise Group. She points out that bamboo charcoal is in high demand in the United States and Canada. There is also demand for bamboo furniture locally. The junior industry minister says a bamboo industry policy will be promulgated, adding that the government intends to establish a bamboo institute. Mrs. Folks-Abrahams has commended the Hanover Bamboo Enterprise Group for embarking on an initiative to produce bamboo products. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.